Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the NutriMedical Report. We have Michelle here, host with the most, and it's Friday. It's the best hour of the week because we try to answer your questions at a nice, reasonable pace, and you have answers to your questions. So go right ahead, Michelle. I'm sure you have some announcements this week. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Bill, and hello, everyone. Great to be here on this beautiful, sunny 73 degrees here. Another blessed day, another beautiful Friday that God has given us. I guess the first thing I'd like to start off with saying is the good news of the sale. The sale coming up for Valentine's Day and somebody's birthday, I think. I'm not sure whose birthday it is.
I'm going to announce it. It's my birthday next Thursday.
Oh, God.
So we're going to start the sale on what time? The day before Valentine's. So we'll start midnight to Tuesday.
It's actually midnight the 13th. I should probably say a minute after midnight or whatever, but I always put it on before I go to bed because I'm not staying up till midnight to put a sale on. So it's really,
what is midnight on
the
East
really
Coast?
It's really the 13th around 10 o'clock.
Right, but it's midnight on the East Coast. So East Coasters get it right at their midnight.
That's true.
And on the West Coast, they get it at 9.
That's true.
I call it the Best Coast, not the West Coast.
And whose birthday is it?
It's Dr. Bill's. That's mine.
Oh, God. You still love to have a birthday.
That's right.
I like to ignore birthdays, and you just can't wait to have it.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get into that too much of that now. I want you to give your other announcements. What other announcements do you have, honey?
Nothing. I was going to sit here and have nothing.
Well, let me give you a couple of announcements.
Oh, you have announcements.
I have a couple.
Okay.
Firstly, we are getting our things sorted out in terms of less EMF. I'm getting a little interface plugs. So that you can actually play your MP3 to your Lumen Photon, and they're merging Lumen with their parent company in InSight. So they're going to have more different machines available, and those will be posted up in the next few weeks.
What do you mean? Can you use your existing Lumen?
Yes, you'll just be able to get these plugs.
What are you talking about, a plug?
Well, you'll be able to plug in your machine, actually can play some of these background frequencies. While your pads are at, say, frequency 3 for your eyes or your brain, we're going to get some background frequencies for your ion channels.
Well, how does this work? Okay, you plug in a Lumen Photon. I've seen you do that. You're using that data practically. Where do you put it?
You'll put jacks that go from the machine, from the little box to the pads. And they plug into this little amp that we're setting up. And then we're going to have a plug.
Oh, so you have to purchase something else.
It's not expensive. They're really inexpensive. We'll have those on the site here in the next few days. I'll have them posted up.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to get that little box, and even if you have an existing machine, and we're going to set it up. And I will send you then the MP3 frequency, say, for the atomic resonance of your telomeres for minerals. Which
have you already tried it out with your lumen?
I'm in the process of working out just getting the right jacks. So it's a matter of just getting the jacks to connect the box, the little interface box with the pads, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So that I already talked to Sean and Emil over at Less EMF, and I'm working on my end, too.
Okay, so that's a good announcement.
The other announcement is we now have the Sonic Life machines. They have the two machines up there, the professional and the other, and you can get financing, and I will give you documentation, so it's a total write-off against your taxes.
Okay.
And we can now, right now, with the Joyo box and the cables, we already have half a dozen of those here right now in stock. So as soon as you place an order, we can actually ship it to you. And I'll also email you the atomic resonant frequencies. You can actually start plugging in. You just turn it on like an amplifier, because it actually is woofers in the bottom up to 100,000 hertz. And you can play the music of the DNA of the atomic minerals to actually open up your ion channels while you're exercising.
Oh, God, that's weird.
So what happened? Here's how it works. Everything in the body is a harmonic resonance, mm-hmm. a hologram. And this, and what I worked out is based on work from Dr. Linus Pauling and others, that the atomic resonance actually regulates your ion channels and regulates your genes. The black keys in your DNA are actually minerals. Atomic, we call the plasma form of mineral or monatomic form. Mm-hmm. And their atomic resonance numbers, we have the actual physical numbers, which are under 200 hertz, but you have higher octaves that you can actually get higher enough octaves, you can actually hear it like a musical note.
I see there's a caller waiting. If someone at the board office could tell, we don't take callers, unfortunately, during the firing hour of firing line. But he's welcome to call on the next hour.
Yeah, actually, the next hour we're going to have Harley. We don't take calls on...
Oh, you don't take Harley's
calls? We don't take calls unless it's geopolitical. It has to be related to...
What about the third hour?
The third hour is fine.
Is Brian from Ohio.
We'll take a call on hour three, yeah, because it will on hour three, yeah.
All right.
So if we can get Brian to call back in hour three, that's really good to hear callers, by the way. I really appreciate it. Michelle, so what we're able to do in this, I call this morphogenetic field therapy. And I got some really excited scientists, Dr. Kondrat, who works in microcurrent, for example. This will allow us to hook it into a microcurrent machine, or to an oriental medicine doctor doing electroacupuncture through acupuncture points.
Where would you find this on NutriMedical.com?
It's not there yet.
No, where's it going to be?
You're going to see the little boxes in the interface over at Less EMF.
Okay, so that's where it's going to be sold, is underwear systems.
Yeah, and some of them we actually sell directly because we, like for example, the host survey kit, and we just ship the order on to Less EMF to fulfill. Some of them, like these little boxes, these Joyo boxes, are so small and inexpensive, we have half a dozen here. So if you place your vitamin order, we can send an MP3 over the resonant frequency. You can play it as a music in your room, sound. You can put it through a microcurrent machine to your acupuncturist. Right, which already, and I also, there's people that go to what's called an alternate doctor that does laser therapy or does microcurrent therapy for different diseases. For example, microcurrent is FDA approved for heart attack or heart transplants to prevent heart muscle damage. It's already been approved for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So microcurrent is well proven for regenerating eyes and hearts and peripheral nerves and everything. So it's not something that's way out there. It's been around for a very long time, close to 100 years. But it is FDA approved. What we're doing is we're refining it a bit to give you much more accurate frequencies.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I know you love to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that when you were at the conference in Vegas, you met a lot of other people that
yeah.
were interested in what you're doing.
Right. In fact, what we're doing now is I'm going to be working with Dr. Darren Starwin in Accutron, which we had an Accutron machine in my office in Denver, and it does microcurrent. And we're also going to be doing work with, so you can, the best machine, though, is the Sonic Life. Because while you're exercising, even if you don't exercise, you just turn the machine on, you can actually sit on it or stand on it, and it'll pump the frequencies through you to heal.
And how do you plug that into that machine?
3.5 audio jack. It has an audio jack on the side of the machine. You just turn the volume up or down, and you can actually hear the music from the machine. So if there's a background music, you'll actually hear the music playing mm-hmm. through the machine, and you'll hear the atomic resonance notes being stricken at the same time.
That's wild. I said weird. Now it's getting wild. Pretty soon it'll be exciting.
Yeah. Well, this is exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a little announcement. I didn't know that Bill had a multi-level up on our website, and I quickly took that down. It is gone. I do not like multi-levels, and I do not even like that product, but that's another whatever. So that was a little mistake that Bill made there. In case you're wondering where it went, it is gone.
Yeah.
Gone forever. And it's just a little mistake that Bill made.
Well, we have a rule, we don't support multi-level, so we just leave it at that. But we do have private label products. We do have special products that are not ours, like, let's say, the Sonic Life and Lumen Photon, now going to be Insight. The Lumen Photon Insight.
Pure Water System, don't forget.
Water System. These are systems that...
How many years have we been with Pure Water System?
I think they're close to a dozen years.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yeah, a dozen years. And they have the best water systems. Don't get Berkey's and other garbage. Come on. You know? I'm Dr. Deagle, okay? If you think that we can test your water and find that there's radiotoxins, you know, viral particles or fragments of bacteria or chemicals in your water, I mean... You know, even distillation is not as clean as a pure water system. Mm-hmm. That's how clean it is.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do?
By the way, as a reminder, we got to get our plumber in to change our filters again.
Yes. Oh, we do have a plumber. His name is Bill.
No.
Bill, you used to do it?
Yeah, I want the plumber to do it.
Oh, now you're too good to change the filters.
Too busy.
No. Now we have to get a plumber. Maybe the plumber will be Michelle.
What are you going to do?
I'll figure it out. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
You mix this up, and apparently...
Stay tuned. I'm going to do the filters by next week.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ted.
Michelle, you've got some more things, so you're hitting your papers together here. That's, by the way, loud on the mic. You don't want to do that.
Oh, is it? I'm just happy to the music.
I know. You don't have drums here, though. That's pretty good, though. You don't have drums here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
There'll be another show.
You're forgiven because you're sweet and beautiful and nice.
Oh.
Oh, Bill.
Guess
don't
what?
Make me, make me vomit.
Next is Belinda, our friend Belinda.
Huh?
From New York, New York.
Right. The ballerina.
Before I get into her email, it's interesting what she had sent to you just in the email before, and that is, I just sent it, it was actually on your NutriMedical at Dr. Bill Deagle email.
Right.
And that is that Melania Trump bans the White House staff from taking the flu shot.
Ooh.
So I went and clicked on it. And
Melania.
Said, yeah, I am impressed now. Now I do like her.
Now you're becoming, now listen.
I've always liked her.
By osmosis, you must
I've always liked her.
Like Trump.
She has to deal with a husband that's on Twitter and everything else.
Listen, let me explain something. The best fighters, like Muhammad Ali, do not have broken noses, do not have cuts on their face or scar tissue, and don't have a cauliflower. You know why that is? They only counterpunch. Trump is not cruel.
Okay, here we go.
So if someone says something to him,
Melania, not Trump.
I know, but Trump is great. I don't think he's perfect because he's a high level white hat mason. I'm praying he becomes a real life Christian boy. I call him Trump Pinocchio. But guess what? What he's done so far, he's on his way.
Would you like me to read Linda's email?
And now the fact that he's got a wife that bans openly vaccines, he's got even more points than passing the tax relief and the other stuff.
Bill, would you like me to read Linda's email?
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. G.
I could be, by the way, bad because I'm close to my birthday.
Oh, what's your reason for the rest of the whole year?
I'm approaching my birthday, even if it's 11 months away.
Okay, Bill. She says, on a more serious note, I'm freaking out because my brother-in-law was taken to the hospital yesterday in Roswell for a procedure today. His heart has been fluttering, and his doctor said that he was seconds away from a stroke at any moment of the day, of any day. I've been trying for the past several years to delicately bug them about changing their diet, and they're working on an albeit, it's a bit too late, she said. I know you say that the stents are a really bad idea, but I think they're planning on installing two. Is there anything that you can direct me to tell them?
Well, a stent is going to buy you time when you're up against the wall. Do you think I'm against surgery, even bypass, if you wait so long that you have to? Of course not.
Of course not, yes.
You know, I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain surgery myself. But you got to understand, you do not want to get there because there's always a body count. In other words, some people don't survive even a stent procedure. They throw off a cardiac arrest or they have an arrhythmia.
Mm-hmm.
So You don't want people to get in that state. And if they do get a stent, you don't want them to have a bypass down the road because they put a stent in first hoping you're okay. But if your plaque expands and you get like a 95% blockage, you need a bypass. You need to cut that traction artery up and go in your groin and grab some blood vessels.
What does a stent do? Does it
it's
open
a little
it
spring.
Up? Does it open
it's a little it? Spring that you put through a catheter and it goes sproing and it's got drugs on it to prevent clot from plaque from accumulating around the wire.
So it opens up.
It opens up and it pops open the artery, so you don't have it. It usually happens on eddy points where blood vessels split, or there's like a long, the anterior descending circumflex artery where there's a quick corner turn of an artery, or there's a split in the artery where that's more commonly where they block. It's like the eddy currents in a river.
Mm-hmm.
More commonly, you're going to find a big boulder in the river where you're going to find it twist. You know, there's one there, Brandon, the Colorado River, and there's a where you find if you go through Arizona, there's some really funny bends where it bends around things, and that's where you can have a plaque.
Okay, that makes sense. So what would you suggest for her brother-in-law?
Well, if you want to start with the top two or three things, cardiovasc, nattokinase, CoQ10, and magnesium glycinate.
And what about the stent thing, though?
Well, you can't avoid that because you wait too long until you're screwed, okay?
Yeah.
So, but once you open the artery up, you want to prevent surrounding muscle damage because the cytokines will cause muscle damage. So if you take our nutraceuticals, you'll prevent the extension of that muscle damage to the surrounding heart muscle. For example, the magnesium glycinate, the cardiovasc, will reduce the zone of damage to the surrounding tissue. If you even have a temporary period of anoxia, you're going to get what's called cardiomyocyte dropout or death, and then eventually scar tissue and akinetic heart. So if you do a heart echocardiogram, you're going to see a heart muscle that's moving in the opposite direction of the heart when it contracts, which means it's like a big piece of rubber that doesn't contract anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Next is our friend Rick here in an email that he sent to us, Bill.
So, by the way, she needs to have... This is the way it works often.
What?
And people do this, and it drives me nuts.
Right.
They'll talk all about their relative and how bad they are and how they're sick, and tell them, and they get all panicky. I need to talk directly to the individual. I do not talk to a go-between person because it's a waste of my time. Unless they bought the idea that, hey, I'm going to interact with Deagle and I'm going to trust him, if they Google me and they find crazy stuff, because there's lots of crazy stuff about Deagle, and they haven't interacted, and I ask them good medical questions and give them direction to help them with their own doctor, which I will, free, they need to realize they need to have a relationship. So if I don't have a relationship with the individual who's sick or has a problem, it's a waste of my time and their time.
It's my experience that a lot of good doctors get fired and lose their job and are for multiple reasons. You know, you and I know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
your own personal experience.
Doing the right thing.
Interestingly, this next email I'm about to read is about a former medical director of the clinic in Cleveland, and he speaks out after being fired for questioning the flu vaccine. His name is Dr. Neides, if you want to look it up. He became sick after receiving a flu shot, which caused him to examine more closely the ingredients included in the influenza vaccine.
Are you kidding me?
He says, I, like everyone else, took the advice of the Centers for Disease Control, the government, and I received a flu shot. I chose to receive the preservative-free vaccine, thinking I did not want any
mercury.
That the regular, he said, flu vaccine contains. Makes sense, right? He said, why would any of us want to be injected with mercury if it can potentially cause harm? Anyways, he says, however, what I did not realize is that the preservative-free vaccine contains formaldehyde. What?
And lots of other things. Hard to pronounce unless you're an advanced organic and inorganic chemist. And the fact is, I had one of our ladies, Melanie, who sent me another list of some of the other things. I know all about this stuff.
You know what he says?
They're all really dangerous adjuvants.
And now what he says is that, yet, you know, here we are lined up like cattle and injected with an unsafe product. He said, within 12 hours of receiving the vaccine, I was in bed feeling miserable and missed 2 days of work with a terrible cough and body aches. So, of course, he spoke out, and now he's fired. You know, there you go.
Guess what? one of the few things that I can say that consistently about the medical profession, they eat their own.
They do.
Yeah, and if you
they
step
don't want to learn. I mean, why
no, no,
do they
and,
want
and,
to
and, and if you step out, even if you show solid science, like she can give a list of ingredients and show that they're already listed elsewhere in the medical profession as toxins, they'll look at you like, well, why are you telling this? We're a secret order. We're not supposed to release secrets about how we're killing or maiming people with drugs or polypharmacy. Why are you talking, doctor? We're going to defrock you and ruin your career and ruin your life.
There's people that got the flu shot that got sick, even died.
Yeah, I know. And the flu shot doubles or triples your risk of getting the flu.
Phil, top product for the flu. Neutrodyne,
number two to defense.
Power C.
Power C, there you go. Look at that cute little Misha
smile.
Allison
Med.
Allison Med, NutriSilver.
I took them all.
For babies. We had a baby last night we wanted to protect too, remember? That little guy, Luke.
Little Luke.
And we're back with Michelle. You might want to put on your headphones, honey. Important. Okay, so please continue.
Yeah, next is Nicole in an email. Adriana is 23 months old and is 7 months old. She was diagnosed with an embryonal tumor, not otherwise specified in her spinal cord, T10L3. Did you see this, Bill? She's had
lemonectomies.
And 6 cycles of chemotherapy and 3 stem cell
autologous transplant? Stem cell transplant, yeah.
What's that mean, autologous?
It means from her own body, like bone marrow.
Oh, does it? Okay. Mm. She has a neurogenic bladder and bowel, and this chromosome thing here.
Yeah.
Reflex and developmental delay. She does not have full function of her legs due to the nerve damage in her spinal cord, so she can't walk or crawl. She can sit independently and stand without assistance wearing her AFO braces. So she'd be like almost 2.
Do you want to give a comprehensive plan? I'll try to go zip-zip.
Yeah.
Firstly, what they do is they're doing research in Europe and they discovered the effector bulb has nerve cells. You can grow a culture. And they're very primitive. The oldest part of your brain is your part that smells. Mm-hmm. And you can actually transplant those to the spinal cord and regenerate the spinal cord connections. So there's a there's clinics in Europe that I can refer to, doctors that can use a fallopian bulb to actually resnap the spinal cord after surgery or trauma. Number two, if you do stem cells, even autologous, you need building blocks. That's why our Red Deer Velvet DR, which is coming, we have India.
Oh yeah, why don't you give us an update on the RMA?
Well, it happens is the company just before Christmas screwed up with losing the COA.
Pretty soon I'm going to walk down there. You know, you guys, it's in Chula Vista.
Let me finish, please.
Which is just south of us.
Let me finish,
and they
please.
Still haven't put the capsule, the powder in the capsule. Just a minute. So I'm going to have to walk down there.
Let me finish, okay? And this is important so they get this whole train of it. They lost the COA certificate of analysis. This is 2 months ago. Then they tried to pretend they didn't get it, and we said it's from multiple places, so now they got it. Then, of course, the guy that goes in early, like 6 in the morning and leaves by 2:30, he's been dragging his feet for 2 weeks. But they do have it now. It went on to Karen, who's the head of their lab, that does it. It's really simple. You take DR caps, you pop the powder in the caps, there's nothing to alter, boom, it's done.
Yeah, but we're not going to wait too much.
No, we're not. But the thing is, it will be done
somewhere else.
It will, yeah, there's other companies that have the DR caps or capsule gel. These capsules, the difference with them, completely from anybody else, and we have actually patents pending on it, is they deliver the powder to the terminal ileum. So it's not like any other DR caps or even our previous Mountain Red Velvet, which is not bad. I take a couple in the morning. But these are far superior because they deliver all the molecules to your terminal ileum to turn into a micelle to deliver to your target tissue. So it's like going back into your mama's placental tissue inside of your mama's abdomen. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, your placenta generates these 100 to 300 biomolecules in Mountain Red Velvet so that your body's able to rebuild all your organs. It's the only time when you don't age is in utero. Isn't that interesting? So if you do heart surgery, and the heart through catheters through the amniotic sac and a little robotic little catheter, or you do an alpha seal surgery because their guts might be outside their abdominal wall and you put them inside, there's never a scar. Is that cool or what?
So
you don't age at all when you're in utero. You don't age not even 1 minute in utero. Isn't that key?
That is cool.
Yeah. And I guess who discovered that? Moi.
Oh, my God.
Moi. I presented the Academy and all the doctors were blown away by it. You can prove it, too.
I think you could live long enough to keep. You've got to stop saying things about
it. No, the reason why I say that is because I'm actually showing the other doctors ways of actually validating it at the Academy so they can validate this because it means we're within 5 to 20 years completely stopping aging and disease. That's how close we are. 5 to 20.
Oh, that sounds like it's time for the tribulation.
Exactly.
Like it's time for the market.
That's why the devil's all educated, yes. Exactly.
Are you going to help it along or what?
They don't want the years of the Garden of Eden of Adam and Eve that lived 900 plus years around. They don't want mankind to be disease-free. They want wisdom to die with elderly people becoming demented in their 50s so that nobody young can actually get wisdom from the elderly.
Well, the whole problem is no one wants to die, you know, and That's the problem, is if when you have strong faith, you're not afraid to die.
No, but it doesn't matter. See, the long life doesn't mean you're not afraid to die.
You know what? You know when you go to heaven, you're going to live forever and ever and
ever.
Yeah,
but here's my point. Here's my point. The greatest famine, it says in the Bible, is before the day of judgment, is I will send a famine, not of bread or of water, but of the Word. And the Word isn't just the Bible, and reading the Bible, and we call Shema, hearing and doing it. It's the wisdom of people who have gone through life, made mistakes, and repented. They're part of the Word. And so when you don't have a wise elderly or middle-aged population interacting with the millennials and younger people, the society dies from lack of wisdom. That's the primary reason why our society is dying. Lack
Next
of wisdom.
Next is Lois from Minnesota. Hi, Michelle. I was wondering how to access the GERD hiatal hernia article in your archives. I'm now being treated for GERD on top of the other stuff she's got.
First off, you just buy a $9.95 membership.
What is GERD?
Gastroesophageal reflux disease. $9.95 membership at our monthly. I have to say this.
What?
$9.95 membership to get access, full access, but you don't need to get full access. All you have to do is email me. I'll send you back a starter protocol.
Right, when you're a customer, you don't have to do
that. No, it doesn't matter, even if you're not a customer. I will send you, if you email, I will send you the starter protocol and a little more advanced one if you want to try it. But the important is, if you want the whole meal deal with videos and all the other stuff.
What do you mean it doesn't matter if you're not a customer?
If you've never been a customer and you email me and you say, I want to know what the two or three things you're going to start with to try out. Then I'll just tell you, okay, I'll say, hey, take these three things.
But as far as copy and pasting protocols, I do that for our customers. They just ask
me. Yeah, but you spoil everybody.
And I give them all the pictures.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
I'm not spoiling them. They've been customers for years. I give them whatever they want.
Why do you think they want to talk to you? You spoil them.
Oh, well.
You're wonderful.
Makes you look like
that. Yeah, it makes me look good.
The Grinch. Okay, Bill.
But I'm a good Grinch.
What?
I'm the Grinch after you were saved. Remember, Grinch, you got saved?
I know. Bill, why does she say GERD and then hiatal hernia? Are they two different things? Or
you can have both. So she's got not only acid reflux, she's got a hiatal hernia where her stomach is crawling up the cardia. Top of the stomach has crawled into her chest.
Oh, is that what that is? That's serious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You can ulcerate, and then you can get mediastinitis and die.
How do you diagnose that?
You want to do what's called gastroesophageal swallow test. You take barium swallow and look down, or you took a scope and put down there, and, oh, my gosh, your stomach's in your chest.
Oh, really? So that is very serious. So.
Easy to do. You take three things. Gastrohil, 2 1-2 tablets 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
IBS care, which is a bowel release carotene to make your bowel crawl back into your stomach and below your diaphragm, right?
The IBS care.
Okay, IBS care. And then you want to take probiotics because usually they're dysbiosis. I usually start off with berberostatin. Then I had simple things like NutriSilver.
Did you say probiotics? Like living probiotic?
Living probiotic, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And berberostatin and the NutriSilver, which will help to kill off. Because usually there's fungi, there's bacteria like Helicobacter pylori, and et cetera. And if you have a dysbiosis, it's a stimulant for abnormal peristaltic movement. So the esophagus literally crawls up back into your chest if it's getting, we call it abnormal peristaltic waves. So we fix that with the IBS carnitine,
mm-hmm.
the berberostatin, and the living probiotic. That's a start, and then I like the NutriSilver because it's very non-toxic, won't irritate, and it'll kill off stuff.
Next, Bill, is a little letter here from Charles. Our friend Charles, it's from Texas, and he's now visiting in Oregon. He's been there for at least a couple months.
Right.
He's not moving there, but he's visiting, and he's visiting John and Nancy, and he's helping them. He's helping getting their health much better. So he says here it's about 3 weeks in, and John is considerably better now, even remembering to drink the Calm Mind and Life Support.
Yeah.
His neurosis is that much better.
Now, what Lewis is becoming, because he's a longtime listener.
Yes.
He's like our Pam up in Illinois.
Yeah, he
They're
is.
They're becoming proxy health co-professionals with Dr. Bill.
Yep.
And I'll help them. You know, in other words, they listen, they even get access to the wellness conditions. They're becoming wise enough to become like the local natural medicine doctor.
Uh-huh.
And Lewis is getting pretty smart, so he's helping these people, and they're getting some better. What I'd like to do, though, is directly communicate with the people, because a lot of time, unless they interact with me, they won't realize, like, why should I trust Stiegel more than my own doctor? Well, especially when you're deteriorating and you're on too many drugs. Or why should I trust him if a Google says this guy is, like, you know, the Antichrist, which I'm not.
It says here, Bill, with the Calm Mind, that he had problems with sleeping, and now he's sleeping more normal.
Wonderful.
But he's asking if eventually he can get off of that Xanax.
Yeah, well, what I usually tell people to do, number one, when you start Calm Mind,
mm-hmm.
If you're still tense and where you're on it, add the Stress to Go and the 5-HTP and taper over 2 months the Xanax. Don't do it fast, because Xanax, if you taper it fast...
2 months, hey?
Yeah, the reason why, if you stop it real fast, you'll seizure.
Oh, my God.
It's dangerous. You don't stop Xanax really quickly. You do it real, real slow.
Wow.
You stop it fast, bye-bye, nice, hello, seizures.
And how do you stop slow? Take one day, skip a couple days, or what do you do?
No, you cut the pills in half. And you take a half or less pill every, say, 4 to 5 days or 7 days.
So you keep one half. Cutting it in half.
Yeah. Thank you for being with me for 33 birthdays.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah.
Do it again.
And we have a wonderful family. We have 4 great children and 2 grandchildren. Isn't that great?
It is.
Yeah.
Very much a blessing. Next bill is Roy from Runcorn, Cheshire, the UK. My goodness, the names that they have over there. I've been looking over your website, and I saw a few of your products that I think would help me in my life and general well-being. I'll go skip to the chase, as you like me to do.
Right.
I am interested in how to maintain good serotonin and melatonin levels. You also mentioned over-fluoridization of many fruit and vegetable products, and I have switched toothpaste to mouthwash, but they're... is still no change. No, you need to do a little more than just switch your toothpaste to mouthwash. But anyways, Bill, go ahead.
Oh. Well, the first thing is get a pure water system to defluoridate your water. Number two, if you want to make sure you're knocking out the fluorides already accumulated in your body, take Nutriodine, which will displace the fluoride, chloride, and bromide out of your tissues.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two. Mm-hmm. Number three, if you're trying to stay healthy. What was his other question?
He said he's interested in how to maintain good serotonin and melatonin levels.
You need to take 5-hydroxytryptophan cross, which is a controlled release, and you need to take with that.
5?
It's called 5-HTP cross.
Oh.
It's 5-HTP
cross. Not take 5. It sounds like you said take 5.
Don't, no, 5-HTP is with 5-hydroxytryptophan cross.
You take 1.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually 1 to 2 twice a day. And then you want to take Stress to Go, which will help your stress hormones.
Do you
normalize.
Take them before you go to sleep, or I thought they were to
take it before you get breakfast, before you and when you go to sleep.
I see.
So no, that'll normalize your levels of serotonin and melatonin. You need cofactor minerals. That's Minerals Plus. All the minerals for the tryptase and pyrrolyze enzymes to convert amino acids to neurotransmitters, including serotonin and melatonin, are in the Minerals Plus, including molybdenum, which is very important, other trace elements, zinc, copper, etc.
Wow.
So,
very interesting.
Minerals Plus.
And by the way, it's not normalized. What about for the melatonin?
Melatonin TR is to normalize your melatonin levels. It's
so
1 milligram immediate release and 4 milligram slow, usually 1 to 2 tablets, maybe 3 or 4 if you're really bad. But if you're not responding to melatonin, it means you need the 5-HTP cross and the Minerals Plus.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Let's see. Tijon in an email. What do you suggest for uncontrollable hand tremors?
First off, that's the subthalamic nuclei that are problems. So the most common thing is you've got 2 factors, low brain magnesium, so you want to take brain mag and brain power and cognition plus, those 3.
Okay.
And the second thing you want to do is you want to remyelinate those specific nerve fiber tracts so they get salivary nerve conduction for inhibition. And that would be the Neurogen, and you want to take the inhibitory neurotransmitter things like CalmMind and BrainMag.
Mm-hmm.
CalmMind, BrainMag will block the NMDA receptor, and the brain power is in pulsatine, helps protect you from seizures. So
is that what it is when people's hands shake?
They have what's called the subthalamic nuclei that regulate their motor control areas at the base of the brain. The areas of primary areas in the brain are what's called the motor nuclei, the caudate and putamen nuclei at the base of the brain,
mm-hmm.
and they synapse with synapses in the Purkinje fibers in the cerebellum, and the cerebellum then sends it through the pons and then the pons down to the mounted motor neurons to end up in your motor implants throughout your body.
Could it be something else that's
no.
going on?
That's neurology. It's just neurology. Everybody that says neurology knows this. This is nothing special or new.
Because when you have something like a Parkinson's, do you shake then?
Different nuclei. Those are in the tectum of the midbrain, the fourth ventricle, and they're losing what's called the dopaminergic pathway. So
they have different symptoms?
Yeah, they have different nuclei. For example, depending on whether you have a primary, secondary, or tertiary motor neuron. Primary motor neurons in the superior temporal lobe of the brain. Secondary motor neuron is in the tectum of the midbrain. Tertiary motor neuron is the anterior horn cells of the spinal cord.
Okay, and what are the symptoms of Parkinson's?
Well, the first symptoms can be flat facies and loss of expression, shuffling gait, aquagyric crisis like Hitler, Erot, and Clinton. She just had another collapse, apparently. An aquagyric crisis, her head will go back and multiple wide like she's like looking to catch flies. And she'll have coughing spells because she loses her cough reflex.
Oh,
and they die of aspiration pneumonia, so she's going to die probably within the next 2 years.
Okay.
And she's still mad as hell that she's not elected, although, to be honest with you, she's going to be elected in Hades soon.
Okay, Bill. Laura?
And I pray for her, by the way.
Yeah, after saying that, it would be nice.
Listen, if Hillary Clinton publicly repented, millions of people would become sudden Christians. Wouldn't they?
It would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it would be wonderful.
Laura from San Clemente, just up the road here in California. Dear Dr. Bill and Michelle, I have contacted you several times in the past, and you have always been very helpful regarding various health issues. I'm 64, healthy, and have been diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Ooh.
I am not a drug user, and I'm not sure how I got it. My doctor is really pushing me to get the new treatment for type 3 hepatitis C. They require 3 vaccines of hepatitis B in order to proceed. The claims are that this treatment is 95% effective, but I'm hesitant to take any pharmaceutical drug. Yeah.
Well, let me explain. If you don't have, if you suffer through the injections and the vaccines, which are toxic, you do have about a 90-95% success rate from getting rid of the hepatitis C virus and the viral load,
mm-hmm.
but it costs $10,000 a month. And
wow.
if there's a copay, that means that you're still going to pay through the nose, even if you have a lot of it covered by your insurance. You don't need that. For less than a couple $100 a month, you can take our nutraceuticals like Nutriodine, Alisamid, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, and NutriImmune26Y, and you can measure your viral load, and it'll drop like a rock with no vaccines, and you can prove 3-6 months from now, not only is the viral load gone, but there's no cytokines and no active liver enzymes. So when people are trying to push this, remember the big drug companies, they always have this thing in the FDA, fatal drugs allowed people.
Mm.
This, you know, they always have this, put these disclaimers. This is not to diagnose, treat, or alter any disease. I mean, why the hell would you take it if it's not going to alter your disease or prevent things? So we have to publicly lie because of the government allows these drug maniacs to say the only thing that can cure you is drugs when drugs never cure anything.
Yeah,
they
just crazy.
They just pre-embalm you.
Yeah,
so that they pre-embalm you so that basically the embalmer says, oh my God, this person's on 8 drugs. We've got to give them a discount on their formaldehyde because we only have to use half as much. They're already pre-embalmed.
Yeah. But it is how we have to put it on our website. And
it's insane.
It's everywhere.
If this was the truth, why would anybody take anybody, even eat healthy? Don't eat healthy. Eat garbage. Go and eat slop from your dog's vomit. You know, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be fine. The FDA says this cannot alter your disease state. Are you kidding?
Okay, look at it in Laura's case, Bill, where she's not a drug user. How do you get hepatitis C?
3 reasons. Number one, you get a transfusion.
Okay.
Right? Number one, two, you can have sex and transmit hepatitis C, although they don't want to tell you that. And number three, sexual activities, exchanging body fluids. Sometimes people bleed or whatever, right?
Okay.
Okay, number three, you know, like foreskin or vaginal bleeding. And the third reason you get it is dental procedures when the dentist may not be cleaning or sterilizing their equipment completely. So medical procedures, number one. Remember now, all the autoclaves and so on. For example, if you had a colonoscopy, none. And I mean N-O-N-E and 12-foot-high Hollywood-style letters of the colonoscopes, the sigmoidoscopes, are cold sterilized properly. So they can carry hepatitis C. Now, if they wanted to listen to Dr. Deagle, I'd say 5 atmospheres at high concentration of ozone for hours to kill off everything, but none of them do that. They just stick it in these stupid baths, and there's little crevices where the virus and whatever can survive. And things like, anaerobic bacteria that can give you, toxic megacolon. So these stupid doctors, again, remember now, in fact, if you brought an infectious disease doctor, we did this years ago. Before I went in medicine 45 years ago, I went with Dr. Robert Brown. We took regular plates and blood acre plates at the local hospital that I later was an intern at. Mm-hmm. This is like 5 years before that, right? And we walked around the hospital. We literally plated everything from the doctor's ties to the desk to the other things. Mm-hmm. And we grew the nastiest damn bugs you can imagine on blood acre plates and other things. That'll kill you, Staph aureus, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when you do a Berge's manual metabolic analysis to tell you what the pathogen is, because you have to type it on metabolic pattern as well as microscopy. Mm-hmm. And these dumb doctors don't know any of this stuff. If you think your doctor knows, has a clue of how filthy they are, you're delusional.
Well, I guess that's the end of those questions.
Isn't that wild? So that's how
I
she
do
got
have a few more.
Dental procedures, surgery, what? And sex, and just even sharing food sometimes. They think hepatitis C might transfer that way.
Well, that answers the question. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
And God bless you. Don't forget the sale starts on Valentine's Day, and it's going to be the 7 for Heaven again, 7% off, and the free shipping. And if you want free shipping that is under the $149, just mail your check to NutriMedical under the Contact Us. You can find out our address or call us at 888-212-8871. God bless you. We love you. See you next week.
Thank you, sweetie. You did a wonderful job,
and
as always.
Who did you say was on next?
Harley Schlanger from Berlin.
All right.
Berlin. Back in a moment.
Here's a special message for those
who... Your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.